doesn't matter where we start from. It doesn't matter how we start. What matters that is that we start. And that's a lesson in life. Sometimes you have to quit worrying about where to start from, how to start. Just start. Start anyhow. That reminds me of one of the words of one of our supervising officers here in this building who would always say, get it done. He would say that, and you'd be like, hello, sir, you don't care about how I get it done? He said, I don't care, man. I'm not interested in that, really. I mean, you have it. Just get it done. So, guys, sometimes all you need to do is start from wherever you are. Start however you've got to start. But the one thing you don't want to do is not start.
Wow.
Because not starting is not doing anything.
It feels like you're talking to me.
Really?
Yeah, it actually does feel like you're talking to me.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
I have been having this very strong feeling to train and coach girls on voiceover and self-discovery for free.
Wow.
But I've been asking when, how, what.
Amazing.
You know, I've been very skeptical. I've been very confused. I've been very, you know, so it feels like you're telling me.
Just start.
Like, do something about it already.
I mean, you know how good you are when it comes to those things you mentioned. I mean, you're one of the good. Even though I say it myself, guys, I don't need to say much. Just go on our page on Instagram.
What is it they are doing right
now?
No,
it's a fact.
No, wait.
Check out our voiceover challenge. You jumped on the voiceover challenge, right? You did. Now she's so good. She's my coach. You know, if you say Colin is good, voiceover is good with this and all that. Yeah, I became better when I met this lady because she actually would tell me. She was the first person to tell me, smile, put a smile on that script when you Colin's, you're always angry. You know, why are you always, you know, smile when you're voicing that script. I mean, when I heard that and then it changed my life, you know, I started understanding the place of putting emotions.
Yeah.
Not like I didn't know, but I didn't deliberately have that. And that's just to tell you that if you have impacted me as a coach, I mean, a lot of people out there who would want to learn and who would definitely benefit from that. And you want to do it for free?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right.
I'd still
that
have
works.
To... put it into perspective and then put it out. I think
all right, guys.
I'm going to start it.
So if I were you, if I had dreams to be the next big voiceover artist, I would just follow Andrea and make sure that I'm on Instagram 247 and see what's going on. And in case you wonder, I say, how good is she? No. You just go, I don't need to mention much. Go on our page, check our voiceover challenge, Andrea_Teke on Instagram. We didn't plan this, but I had to say it. Go there, check it out, and do the rating, comment, and tell me what you heard, you know? She's just amazing. So it's a good way. So thank God. And to you out there, you're probably wondering, hey, okay, what is that thing I want to do? And I'm waiting for the time to arrive.
Yeah.
But just start. Start.
Right. You see, most times we can, if you're somebody like me who is somewhat a perfectionist, I'm waiting for the perfect time, the perfect moment, when everything is set, when I am, so to speak, certified. You know.
Yep.
Most times we're waiting for some kind of validation. And in the real sense of it, you don't necessarily need that validation. It is in your starting, you know, that actually just validates that thing that you're doing or that thing that you're about.
That's right.
So instead of you waiting for external forces or external things to validate your capability, start from validating your capability from within.
That's a coach talking right there. And this is not the aspire to desire. This is some reality.
What is going on here?
You got to be starting something, really. You've got to be starting something.
That's right.
Every day is the first day for the rest of your life. Of the rest of your life. So
that's right.
It's just only right that you start. This sounds like cliche, like I've heard it a billion times. But did you start? That's a question. You heard it a billion times, doesn't change anything. You might need to start something. And if you are on the African continent, if you're a third worlder, like I say, you should be starting things, because you know, the energy, the force, what you require to, you know, achieve the things you need to achieve, You need more extra force. You need more extra. These conditions around you are not there to help in any way. Mm. Nobody, no support system from anywhere. Not even the government, not even family support systems. In most cases, they are just functioning below ability because that's what they can give. You know, everyone is struggling. So you cannot afford not to be starting something. I mean, that reminds me of a piece of music by Michael Jackson and Akon, the remix. The original version of that song was done by the late Manu Dibango. By the way, who was taken to us out of this world by COVID-19 last year. In case you don't know who Grand Manu Dibango is, just Google it, you know. He's a Cameroon and jazz Makossa, soul Makossa artist. I mean, he did the original version of that song in the 80s. Michael Jackson did a copy of it without paying. And he was sued and then he paid $100,000. We know that story. And later in 2008, the amazing Akon featured the legendary Michael Jackson a year before he died to do a version of that song. You gotta be starting something. Mm. You gotta be starting something. Gotta be starting something. We'll be back with more in the Family Talk, right, Andrea?
That's right. It's a continuation of what we started yesterday. And I'm sure that you would love to be a part of it. Stay with us. I met her on a walkway.
Well, starting something. Akon featured in that song by Michael, the late Michael Jackson, MJ, like some will call. Of course, I have to mention again that the original version was done by Manu Dibango, Cameroonian.
I'd You're say proud.
That. Yeah, I mean, you have
You're
to.
Proud.
You know, I don't get to say that all the
You're
time.
Proud.
I don't get to say that. I mean, how many people do? I mean, let's leave that. But hey, Andrea, let's get into the show full effect. But that, I hope that was quite inspiring for someone out there. I hope that was good energy to start the show with today, because I felt really energized listening to that.
Yeah, that's right. And then it's still back to you starting now. Whatever it is that you have been saying, later, we'll do it later. Today, Collins was able to, you know, put all of us on check. Like, you got to do something.
Yeah.
Check your time, people. It's 10:16 on the clock. Right here, Nigeria Info 99.3. And you were hanging out with the Techers.
Yup.
I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And I'm Collins.
Right. We started a conversation yesterday and we're talking about child discipline and child abuse. Mm-hmm. And we're asking you to tell us, when does child discipline become child abuse? And what are the best mechanisms that you think as a parent you can use to discipline your child? Hmm. Conversations were back and forth yesterday. A lot of people sharing what they think is right. It helped that the punishment that they have experienced from their parents or guardians or teachers somewhat formed them to the person they are today. We also got to realize that some of the punishment that we experienced in the past from either our guardians or our parents were actually abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you discipline a child, when you punish a child, when you beat a child, there's a setting extent that you can go and that it would become an
damage,
abuse.
Right? Okay.
That's it. It could damage that child's personality or development, so to speak.
Hmm. And that's a statement of fact. And we didn't get to take as many messages as we wished to take, because most of them came in very late. A lot of them came in very late.
That's
and
right.
Towards the end of the show yesterday, even after taking several messages, we couldn't even exhaust all the messages. And that gave us one thing in mind. More people wanted to talk and more people were feeling aware in that and could relate to that totally.
Yeah.
Now, we're not just doing a program to have conversations and have fun, even though that's great radio.
Mm-hmm.
We also try to bring drive solutions, right? Try to find more or less like having a communique, an unwritten communique, an agreement somewhere after the end of every topic and every conversation.
Yeah.
We all come together and say, okay, I think today on Family Talk, we have agreed that, this is what we should do, A, B, C, and D. And then we go that, implement that into our families and get a better home.
Results,
and when we have questions, we come back again.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is we do this every day, Monday to Friday,
right
on the show. So yes, today we'd have to hear more from you, more and more and more from all of you who wanted to contribute on this. When does
Child discipline.
Child discipline become child abuse.
That's right.
That's the question. What are the best recommended ways you would recommend to go about disciplining a child in our present day reality?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I like that you mentioned our present day reality. Mm. Because what worked, you know, many years ago, I'm not sure it can work this time around.
It cannot.
I'm really not sure it can work this time around. But, you know, we cannot say, you know, totally that not some kind of discipline that we can still implement in recent times. Mm. But you see, the times have changed. And what we used to have then, I mean, what we have now wasn't in the picture back in the day. Mm. So in recent times, what kind of discipline or, you know, disciplinary mechanisms can you implement when you're training your child or trying to discipline your child?
Big question. Parents out there just thinking, as, oh boy, this is my son, this is with it. And then you made some very valid points yesterday, which you have to quickly mention, that every child is different, which
That's
is a
right.
fact.
That's right.
So it's the responsibility of the parent, every individual parent, to study and know their child and choose the best non-abusive way of disciplining that child.
That's right.
So so general conversations like, oh, the best way to do it is this, may not necessarily work, because what works for child A
might not,
may
not work
for
that's,
child B.
That's very correct. So, and the onus lies on the parents.
The parents, right.
It's your responsibility to know the personality of your child. Like, know them, observe them, know what works for them. That can help you to, you know, devise a disciplinary mechanism that can work for the child.
That's right. Well, guys, we are going straight to your comments and messages. For those who are on Facebook, you can join us. Nigeria Info 99.3 Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube, where we're streaming live right now. And you could also send WhatsApp to 0809 or 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages.
You can call us 0700-993-993-993. Or you, if you're a woman, to call 01465-7190.
Okay. That's for ladies only. Call that number again, because
01465-7190.
No X.
I feel like I haven't said or I haven't asked the question, how are you today, Lagos, Nigeria? I hope you're feeling fine. I hope you woke up well. I hope you're not so tensed. I hope that at work you're not already feeling bombarded. But if you are, I hope that our, you know, having to listening to us would ease of that stress.
That's great. That's the plan. And what is the road looking like? What are the roads like on the mainland, the island? What is it like? Are you having free flow of traffic? And I saw some men of the Nigerian Police Force ensuring that people follow traffic rules, especially the T-Pass. The T-Pass that would cause traffic in some areas in Lagos. And they stood their ground, just two of them. These guys came down and said, hey, they say, oh God, turn back.
I love that.
We're just watching as okay. Okay. Kudos to Nigerian Police for that.
Yeah.
Because we don't get to commend the Nigerian Police Force for their
work.
Yeah. Tell me when I see us, when police was not in the town, you see how everything went jagajagali. You know, let's get back to the talk and all that. Now, we take the calls, but there's this message which I didn't take properly yesterday.
Okay.
And I want to start with that on
all
our
right.
topic, all right? And it's coming from Mrs. Mortar Uloma Treasure. And she says, child abuse goes beyond actually spanking or inflicting physical injuries on the child. I believe using some words that make the child feel less of him, his or herself, is child abuse.
That's right.
Starving a child in the name of discipline is also child abuse. Parents, guardians should learn ways to instill discipline in a child without having to inflict injuries. Say or do something to lower the child's self-esteem.
That's right.
Mistakes could happen, but apologize to your child. Very key. You know, let there be rules in the home. Let your child know why you are setting those rules. Let your child know that there will be consequences if he or she goes against them. And after discipline, talk to your child to let them know why you had to go that road. Children don't understand life the way we parents and guardians do.
That's right.
Love you guys. Well done.
Thank you so
that
much.
That is all in one message. See, with
we get sense for our family. We get sense.
By the way, that's your other sister,
yeah.
Absolutely. And that's a lot of sense right there, guys. Well, we should be going on a break in the matter of a GP, but we need to bring in the calls right now. Mm-hmm. And Andrea is taking the first one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up? Chester Life.
What's up, nigga?
Yes. What's up?
Chester Life.
Chester Life. Hi,
okay, Philip.
Yeah, this is a very nice topic that you are seeing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The discipline of the team has become an issue in the society.
Okay.
Because lack of discipline, that's why we have 1 million boys in our society today.
Okay.
Most people, you say, the system we have today now, nobody wants to discipline their child. When we are bringing up, they're not born us for that time. When it is 7:30, with the wrong entire class, you'll be meant to lean down outside, you'll be flogged. I thought that this will flog me at the back.
But that really
brought us up and make us to know who we are today.
All right.
Okay.
Now we know who is the left and right, but children of nowadays, if it's what you know, it's something his parents, you know?
Okay.
When you spare the child, you spare the rod, you spare the child.
Okay. What kind of discipline do you think we should adopt now?
Let me say my PP. My dad, I'm not going to say that we should do PP.
Pick a
bean.
That will be coming out of your nose.
Okay. Wow. Pick a bean.
And that's squatting. There's so many discipline, not even beating alone.
All right. Thank you so much. Made a lot of sense. I mean, I talked about how I was punished too. To pick bean or sit down or ride Okada.
Would that work today? You know?
We're going to break. When we come back, we want to hear more from you, sharing with us your experience in child discipline and child abuse. Stay with us.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, it's 10:37. Welcome back. How are you doing, Lagos? I hope you're having a fantastic time with us here on Family Talk. And moving straight to our conversation this morning. Was it asking you, what's the thin line between child discipline and child abuse? When does child discipline become child abuse? And then if you're a parent, let's have this conversation, because we are also parents here, right, Collins?
Yeah.
We're parents here. So we also want to learn from you. If you're a parent, you've had children like 10, 15 years or above, and then you've been able to manage, you've been able to train them, you've been able to discipline them properly. Let us know your disciplinary mechanisms and what has been working for you. Share with us in the show today. It's all about you, so let's talk.
That's right. On Facebook, we have a number of comments already. I cannot wait to read them, but I know that we also have some WhatsApp messages that Andrea will be taking, but the calls are jamming like Bob Marley, and they're being screened for the best quality.
Right. Do call us up 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, 01465-7190. Yeah, that's the number you can call if you're a woman. And I think we have Authority on the line.
Authority? Okay, let's hear.
It's calling from Ibejuleki.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Ibejuleki.
Good morning. Tayo.
I am Authority by the name.
Authority!
Calling from Ibejuleki.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a powerful name.
Welcome.
Yeah, the subject, when discipline becomes child abuse.
Yes, right.
It reminds me of when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I was in nursery school or so. Yeah, Baptist primary nursery school.
Yeah.
My teacher asked me to teach the children like 1 o'clock, 2 a.g., 3 a.m. When you say it in English, you say it in Yoruba.
Okay.
While other people were learning with from me.
Okay.
She stepped out and asked me to continue. I continued. So after some minutes, I stopped calling it for them in Yoruba. I was just like, one, they would repeat after me, two, they would repeat after me. When the woman entered the class, she saw me, she said, is that what I asked you to do?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, ma. This woman asked me to turn the back of my hand.
Okay.
Then use the edge of the ruler to flog me.
Jeez.
Wow. I held my hands like that stretched. I was crying home. I got home. I told my parents. They don't want to answer me. They said I should go back to school. I refused. That was how I stopped in all this school.
Wow.
I waited at home till when they were about entering primary school. I entered primary school with them. I didn't go. But I thought the woman was wicked and was devilish. That she didn't flog me with love or correct me with love.
Yeah.
But what she did to me sank. Even till today, I'm still remembering what she did to me. So there are ways, you know, when we want to discipline kids, we know that people, they are not like us.
Yeah.
They don't reason like us and can never act like us.
That's right.
Discipline them with love.
Yeah.
So that's how you fuck them, they will not be elements of hatred.
That's right, authority. You hit it. And sorry about the experience, man.
You can imagine how painful that must have been.
Yeah, you may have been very young, but he cannot forget it from school. And,
that's it.
That's how much the impact of these things that we experience, even when we're small. You know, they go as far as we become adults and we still remember these things. We have some WhatsApp messages, do we?
Yeah, we do have some WhatsApp messages. Ndubweze from Ojodubega says, "What's up, Lagos? Please call in. Allow Andrea to talk more. Her voice and laughter gives me a boost." Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. As for the topic, child abuse, it comes in different ways. It is different from discipline. Derogatory words can kill faster than beating or flogging a child, which ever way, it is evil and bad.
Well said. Baba Tunde from Lekki is joining us now via the phone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes, thank you. Good morning to you, Kekes.
Thank you.
I'm actually a first-time caller, but I'm actually a big fan of you guys.
Aww.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, I love you guys. I love every intro and every shows. You know, so beautiful, so interesting.
Thank you.
You guys made my day. I actually want to go up to this very quick.
Okay.
When you come down to the Axis,
okay,
you see all these children. I can't call them adolescents from the age of, adolescents from the age of 3, 4, 12, 10, 14, like that. You see them around the road, begging, with ladies, with little babies. So I came across something last 2 weeks. A man had a daughter, and this lady picked up the daughter from all the way from the north down to Lagos just to work, saying, okay, she's going to be working with me and I'm going to be no money. And so a friend of the father, of the daughter, saw her at the roadside begging, and he called the husband. And in fact, the husband has to come all the way from the north and say, "You are using my daughter to be begging around the road." You know what? To call this thing short, please, can you please come up with a show to address this?
Okay. Street children.
It's fun. It's so fun. And I feel so bad to see children running around cars, begging, some of them getting to stealing and all that.
This
is an intentional thing.
Okay. We'll talk about
it. We'll definitely look at that and talk about it. I mean, street begging involving children,
it should be a crime.
It is a crime. And
so why are the authorities not doing anything about it?
Because everything that becomes a business has a way of funding itself. Everything that has been converted to the business has a way of bypassing the authorities in most cases.
All right, Sam is on the line.
Sam is yes.
He's calling from Lagos Island. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
I need you
good
to morning. Scream, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's happening?
Yeah, cool. Just like everything you said regarding Shay, what she did was really bad.
Huh?
I love her. I mean, Shay,
okay,
what she did was really bad. I loved her right from time. When immediately I saw that video, what she did, wow. Everything declined.
Don't worry, we'll have that conversation much later on the show today. But now we're talking about child discipline and child abuse. Have you been following? Yeah.
Just like the last caller said, even till this moment, more than 20 years, I should be in my early 30s now.
Okay.
Can you believe I'm still reminiscing about the person who beat me when I was a kid? I went to Abuja 5 years ago to get my certificate. I was looking for him.
Why were you looking for him?
Did you want to beat him back?
Exactly. I have to slap him. Nothing will happen. No, it sounds funny, right?
No, please. No, funny, right?
No. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, no.
Okay.
Please don't cut me off.
You won't. Okay. Won't.
It sounds funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the long run, how about other kids who are able to maintain their mental flu? Then they get paranoid.
Yeah.
They get affected in
that's
life.
Right. That's
that
right.
That is why, to be honest, I don't have a child yet. I don't have a kid yet. Even my nephew, I tell my brother, don't touch him. There are over 1,000 ways to deal with a child without using any rod or cane.
Yeah.
They will now use that impartial glass of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Get the rod.
Spoil the child.
That is very, very impartial. There are other ways to deal
to
with the child.
Yeah.
Your kid is not a slave.
Yeah.
Only slave masters that use rod on their slaves.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I also think that this is me thinking, right? Mm. The rod is not necessarily a stick.
Mm-hmm.
You flogging. You know. There's several ways
it's
that you
bulala.
Can. Yeah, there's several ways that you can discipline the child. I think the rod there talks about discipline.
Yeah.
So how are you going about that discipline?
What does discipline mean? Just
thank you for asking that question. Now, too often, this is from, I got this from a very, very
reliable source.
Okay. It's a neurological group for children, right? It says, too often we forget that discipline really means to teach, not to punish. A discipline is a student, not a recipient of behavioral consequence. Now, when you're disciplining your child, when you're going about, you know, teaching them, right, let me use the word discipline, right?
Yeah.
It's not just flogging them or punishing them. It's actually teaching them that what they did was wrong. So when you're going about, you know, the whole disciplinary mechanisms, are you actually teaching them? Are you actually teaching your children that what they've done is wrong? Some of us believe that when you flog them, they'll know that what they did is wrong and you correct them. My child, right? My son. Now, when he does something wrong, for instance, he is putting his hand into the fan or he is trying to pull my laptop or something, and I'm telling him, stop it, don't do it, and I spank his hand, right? He still goes back to touch that thing. So he hasn't been taught that hitting that, playing with that or playing with electric is wrong. He hasn't been taught. So hitting him might not necessarily teach him that what he's doing is wrong. Now, that's where we got it wrong, or that's where our parents, to some extent, got it wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that discipline is a very fundamental thing when it comes to training your child, but how are you going about the discipline?
That's
most
right.
of the time, we aren't exactly disciplining our children. We are abusing them. Remember a woman who shared her experience yesterday about the fact that her parent who pooped Pepe in her privates when she does something wrong. Now, tell me, is that discipline?
No, that's wickedness.
Even
Django didn't go through that.
Exactly. We have parents who would say all sort of things to their children, raise curses, raise insults, raise things on them, you know? You hear things like that. Now, what I mean is, may thunder fire you there, or it will never be well with you. You can see parents who are saying things like that to their children. So how do you expect them to receive that mentally and still function properly in the society?
Well said, Andre. I'm telling you, I had to laugh at the Igbo you spoke. I mean, you said it.
I'm very triggered.
Totally. And the key words to pick from what she said, discipline is teaching, all right? Don't be prison. No, they're not inmates.
People, they will lock up their children. Let them be there. You know, lock them up. And, right. and with, oh my goodness, I might have to calm down.
Know,
tell me to calm down. Pour me water.
Calm down. Okay,
pour me
water.
Cold water.
Where's it?
I need cold water now. I need to refresh. What's all this?
Don't worry.
What's all this, Steph?
Sorry about that. They don't vex you. No vex. Anyway, Dean Love Solomon on Twitter is very excited for seeing us for the first time.
Aww.
He says, I'm excited seeing the tech guys for the first time. Yes.
We're excited too.
Cheers to life. And it's a lovely couple. Thank you so much for that. Caudry, Caudry, I don't know.
The great lion.
Okay, it's the great lion together. You're a lion? All right. Thank you so much, Prince. At this on your Sunday, Chester Live, welcome on board.
Thank you.
And everything should not be flogging a child. Anger does not prepare good food. It's better to correct the child with mouth and with better skills than asking them to go on their knees. My opinion. That's coming from
Oladipo.
Temple. Well, Aladipo is on the line.
He's been waiting. Welcome, Aladipo.
Welcome.
Yes, the life.
Good morning, detective.
Hi. Good morning.
My take this morning is that there are many forms you can discipline a child.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you discipline a child by your lifestyle as a parent.
Okay. Mm.
There are certain things you don't even teach them.
Yeah.
Your body language.
Yeah. Even your eye. Them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is one. And in some instances, you bring in the real flogging.
Yeah.
Tell them the reason.
Yes.
Why you flog them.
That's right.
Because, you see, this is one of the reasons why our society is going real bad.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pick up habits, either from school, from environment,
mm-hmm.
and all of that. But in the name of they don't touch the child, discipline this and that and this. Those children go research and they become either addicts.
That's right.
And get into homosexuals and lesbianism.
Hmm.
In this part of the world. Hmm. It's lack of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Thank you. This is my
take. All right,
this
thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Ladipo, for that very...
I also want to mention this. Now, discipline without relationship leads to rebellion. Now, when you are... Yeah, it leads to rebellion. When you're disciplining a child, especially when you're flogging and hitting and what have you, without having a relationship with that person, they become rebellious. In fact, they resent.
Mm-hmm.
They build up resentment towards the person who is, you know, inflicting such discipline or pain on them. Remember, see the person who called and said he never forgot the teacher who flogged his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that teacher never established any relationship with him. Now, if there was some sort of relationship, he can say, oh, this woman did it to me because she cared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this woman did it to me because she knew what I did was wrong and she was trying to correct me. Now, when there's no form of relationship, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
you build up, that child begins to build up resentment towards the person who is inflicting that, you know, pain.
That's
or,
right.
you know, discipline, if you like.
Yeah.
Right. And then it goes on to the child becoming rebellious. Now, you know, from resentment, he starts reflecting that resentment he's having through, you know, being rebellious.
It was start praying to grow older and deal
right.
with you back and all.
That's right.
Because I know a lot of people right now, like the guy in Abuja who said, man, if he
has to go back and slap the person who flogged him.
I know that people, there are some people, teachers at this place in school that they see today, they'll just, let me not lie too small. You know, let me just small. It's not, sir, this is not violent. I just want to, you know.
Let me just
give you a small. You know, but hey, Udwa Clement on Facebook is sending a message here. It says, what's up, Lagos? Yes, 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 Chance to Life. Parents should ask for divine wisdom
mm-hmm.
on child training because it is just a timeline between training and abuse.
Hmm.
The way my neighbor will beat his 12-year-old boy will make you cry.
Chai.
But there's nothing anybody can do.
Because it's their parents. You say, who sent you a message? Who call you here?
It's their
business.
Compound.
But why?
Why? Eunice, maybe Eunice has an answer. Eunice is calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, I'm still contributing to the topic.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I want to say that discipline carries the thought of correction more than that of punishment.
Mm.
Although punishment may come into the picture.
Yes, yes.
So, when disciplining, parents should be balanced.
Mm.
They should avoid being so strict that they hurt their children.
Yeah.
Perhaps even damaging their children's self-confidence.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And they do not want to be so permissive.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh,
straight
you.
To the point. Very well articulated points there from Madam Eunice who called in.
We have a Pambo. CJ from Festa, he says, spare the rod and spoil the child. I don't know if I can quickly take this message before we go on a break, or should we go on a break first?
I think we should.
All right, when we come back.
Can you do 10 seconds?
No, when we come back, we'll take the messages.
All right, it's still Family Talk. Nigeria's number one for talk.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. Lagos, such a busy place. But here's how how I manage to stay in touch with the latest changes, trends, news, economics, and even entertainment.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, that's it. Nigeria Info 99.3. You're still hanging out with the techers on Family Talk, and we're still asking you, where is a thin line between child abuse and child discipline and child abuse? We've had messages on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. You have to be streaming us live right now on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It is Nigeria Info 99.3.
That's right.
Make sure that you're streaming us live so that you can, you know, comment there as well and see how gorgeous and how chocolatey, dreepy Colors is looking this morning.
I was looking around like, who? Anyways, a lot of messages, but before you get about WhatsApp, there's this tweet that I need to take because it might change someone's life. The tweet is coming in from Negro. It's Raphael List. It says, my mom would discipline me by writing six chapters of the book.
Of any book.
Of any
of
book
Bible.
Of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Without making mistakes. So, and I'll be made to tell her what I learned from the chapters when she's eating. She also made me pick her father's rice and tell her the amount of stone found, which is only known to her.
I love your mama.
Oh boy. They gave you rice to pick the stone from her father's rice. They give you six chapters of the Bible to read and explain what you learned.
That's another form of punishment, I think. When you, like a Congo of rice or a Derica of rice, you'll be asked to pick the, now count how many grains, or maybe Gary, you have to count how many grains.
Or is it transfer from one bowl to the other?
Yeah.
By picking one grain at a time. Spot.
So there, you'll be thinking of what you have done. You said, think of what I've done. Now ask yourself the question, what I did, is this right? Is it good? Will I do it again?
Oh, man. Raphael, man. What a way. So, parents, I hope you've learned something. That's one of the ways. Not only would you learn the Bible, you also reason yourselves, I won't try this again.
You know. So, okay, I was about taking a message before we went on the break. So,
right.
I think I should just quickly take that. Akpangbo. CJ from First Act says, spare the rod and spoil the child have really spoiled our children. Proprietors and private schools are not helping matters. Some teachers be like, since you don't want your child corrected, it's none of my business. Back in the days, we were flogged mercilessly and you dare not report to your parents. But let's spare the rod and spoil the child. Now the parents go suffer them later. All right.
More coming in?
Yeah, this is quite a lot. It's coming from Winky, and he says, child discipline is very important. I mean, I see parents talk to their erring children, and all they'll say is, I would spank you, but no spank. For me, I feel children see it as broken record and keep doing the wrong thing. For child discipline, I believe that the use of cane is needed. He goes back to spare the rod and spoil the child. Yeah, someone may snare and say, what in this century? But the truth is, you don't have to use it anyway, or with the internet, you cause injury, but use parallel. Okay. In fact, more modern discipline would also mean making them kneel down, raise their hands up, blah, 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 but still use cane with intent to show that they can be beaten if they do the wrong thing.
Okay.
I was beaten when I did the wrong thing, which I was warned about, and I was punished by staying off TV or made to wash heap of clothes, even where there was a maid. In fact, the maid took days off when I offended. I worked.
That's a very good and common one that parents deploy. You do all the work. So, okay, you want to do strong head, right? Mm-hmm. It seems you have a lot of energy.
Now, he's advising that you can use the rod.
Yeah.
Now, nobody's saying don't use the rod. Nobody's saying don't spank.
Let's not use the rod.
I mean, from what they're saying. But what we are trying to say is that using a rod, how do you use that rod on the child? Well, remember, we were talking about the thin line between abusing that child and actually, you know, disciplining them, right? When do we cross the line when it comes to child discipline and child abuse? Now, it's okay to, you know, spank or flog them or what have you, but how do you go about flogging them? Do you leave scars on their body? Do you leave them bleeding? if you were the person who was beating that way and, you know, you left with scars and you know, blood all over you, how would you feel? Now, we're talking in that regard and not saying total no to child discipline. Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, flogging.
I had to put out there. I had to say that. Read one from Ajekunle. Says, hello, Andrea and Collins. My dad once woke my brother with a cane. Even though what my brother did was really bad, I knew it was wrong to wake him up in that manner. Mm. I felt bad that day and there's nothing I could do. This reminds me of a lot. There was a day I put beans on the fire. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Let me share this story.
You're cooking beans?
Yeah. I left the beans on the fire and I was so tired. I came back from school that day and I was instructed to put the beans on the fire. And then I put it on fire and I went to the room and I slept off. I forgot that I, you know, left the beans on the fire. Now, the next thing that woke me up was my dad's slippers on my face, waking me up with a very hot sweat. I couldn't even remember where I was. I was just dumbfounded. I was going around in circles. I was like, what is going on? What's happening? What's, like, it felt like, was it a dream?
No.
Oh my God. You can't imagine how I felt that day. I wanted to just, I didn't know what to do. I was just confused. It's not a good thing to do. Trust me. I have experienced it and I know for a fact that it's a very wrong way. If they are sleeping, tap them up, wake them up first. Make sure that they are fully conscious, right? Before you can spank them or flog them or do whatever you want to do. But you see, they are sleeping and you use hot cane to wake them up. My brother, that's wickedness, so.
Yeah.
That's wickedness, so.
That's unfair. That's unfair.
I'm telling you the truth.
And I know, and then parents will have anger issues. And they just transfer that to the children.
Yeah.
You know, that they can't control their anger. Mm. So when the child gets you angry, you just...
Oh, transfer of aggression.
Those where they blow through themselves, they...
You don't want to know.
Anyway.
I said we call it jumpo.
Are you serious? All right. Well, there's DJ Shotan. It depends on... He's sending a message on Facebook here.
Okay.
He said it depends on the level of how you discipline, either by cane or by word. Mm-hmm. The level, right?
Okay.
Nothing bad to give some kids a little, you know, a little touch of a cane. But some of our kids are hard to deal with. Not all kids are the same, though. I'm against excessive force of a child or child brutality. I love the tech, as you say.
We love you too.
Striking a balance. Larry Yusufa says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers.
Good morning.
When it comes to child discipline, parents must tread carefully. You know, the challenge is, in most cases, the challenge is most of our parents don't start early. Discipline measures should be done with love.
Yeah, not anger.
By anger. First, let there be what? A conversation with the child to keep the child accountable for his or her action.
That's right.
When discipline... Okay, let me click to here. Okay, I just run. When discipline is necessary, let it be rational in ways
rotational,
I beg your pardon. In ways that the child would not understudy the parent's discipline. Style. Understudy the parent's discipline style, and the child is not getting any corrective measures because they have not created a relationship.
That's right.
That's my take, and I agree to now. Oh, the tech is.
Remember,
thank you so much.
Remember, we talked about relationship.
Patrick Chidioke.
Yeah, remember, we talked about relationship. Mm-hmm. Having a relationship with your children.
Yeah, you said it. You talked about it.
You cannot discipline them without having a relationship with them.
That's right.
They could turn out being rebellious, and you see, people will be like, because they did not hear word. You see, that's why they are not the way they are. You're not teaching them. You're not getting them. Do you have a relationship with your child? Your parents, did they have a relationship with you?
I know a lot of people who suffered their lives destroyed because they were taken to so-called correctional centers from schools, children, juvenile correctional centers.
Yeah.
And what their eyes will see in those places, I wish the parents would know.
No. That's actually a very wrong impression.
No, in some places, I know of, I'm not talking of, say, my head. Me growing up, well, maybe not in Nigeria here, but I want to believe that most of these things are applicable in most African countries.
Yes, yes.
There was a correctional center that some of my schoolmates in secondary school, in fact, at some point, even because my mom said, no, I know my son, it's not like that.
Okay.
In fact, the school will nominate, all right, those who will be taken to correctional centers. And this place is a place for discipline. You're treated as military you have soldiers there to treat you.
Okay.
They flog you. Right. The reason you are there is because they want to give you, I use iron hand for
a
you, so to speak. So that experience, I saw what people went through because we used to go there to play soccer. Anybody who knows, it was called Buster Institute. That's the name of the institute. So we go there to play soccer with our classmates before now. So we go and meet them there and they tell us their experience. But, oh boy, you cannot, from there, you can't. You can never, your life can never be the same again.
There are lots of WhatsApp messages.
Let's have those ones
lot.
Now.
I am so sorry, I haven't taken any.
Okay.
Edoze Din Enaji says, what's up, Lagos? Here's a cheers to life.
Yep.
Child abuse is when you abuse a child verbally and physically. No one said you shouldn't discipline your child, but always do that with love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically what we've been saying. Another message is coming from who now? Let's see. Your name is Anthony, and he says, good morning. What's up, Lagos? My name is Esther from Anthony says, to me, abuse should never be considered the same as discipline. Good discipline should never be abusive.
Hmm.
But in the heat of a disciplinary moment, particularly one fraught with stress, parents can quickly approach the border of abuse before they even realize it. Mm-hmm. And that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, the speed at which correcting a child can turn into damaging a child makes it hard to pump the brake and even harder to be self-aware enough to recognize danger.
Hmm.
Thank you so much. And this is so insightful.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much for sharing. What's your name? But he says, good morning, Techers. When I'm in secondary school, if not for beating me, we would have been the world worst in the world, whole world. There is a particular teacher, then ALH Shitu.
That's Alhaji Shitu.
Okay. He used cane to correct me, our brain, because everything we always did went then all...
Negative.
I mean, we are so rascal, smoking in school premises, carrying, oh my goodness, but we carry out our bad behavior only when Alan is not around, okay? There is a time we got accident and he's off more than a term. We nearly finished school even with police intervention, but immediately he's around, everything is normal.
Yeah.
So he's saying that,
that on children that you get to this one.
He is part.
His iron hand.
Yeah, he's saying he himself with his clique of his friends, you know, with his clique, they were somewhat rascals, and then there's a particular teacher who is very strict and disciplines them. All right, shout out to you. Let's see. Michael says, good morning, 2-in-1 techers. That's right. Your head is there. And he says, what's up, Lagos? Chester Live. I'm Michael from Ikorodu. When I think what my elder bro maltreated me when I was still a teenager, I feel so bad and hurt because Tronex and Mark was all over my body with the thoughts he disciplined me, though have forgiving him and moved on because I love his children and I don't want to treat them the way their father maltreated me.
Mm-hmm.
His name, Yomi Williams, he might be listening. Is this some kind of closure for you? All right. Olugbemi Tomide says, discipline can become child abuse when it is not properly administered. In instilling discipline, says rules and regulations to be followed, and the offender should be corrected in love. In this way, the child will learn better and not see you as being wicked.
Correction in love.
In love.
Keywords.
When people
say conversation, correction in love.
Trying to go back to the Bible and say, spare the rod and spoil the child. Now, if we're going by how the father, you include God, treats us when we do things that are wrong, does he send down thunder to strike you immediately?
Oh,
does he flog you immediately, right? So I mean, I'm just trying to bring that up. And when you're going about saying the rod spoil the child and what have you, now how exactly are you using that rod? Moving on, there are still many more WhatsApp messages.
Yeah.
Wow, there are a lot of WhatsApp messages.
I'll just chill here and be listening to them.
Okay, let's go. Reverend Adeshina Ayotoyibo from Matogu says, the scripture, we're still going back to spare the rod and what?
Spoil the child.
Doesn't literally mean bit with a cane. The word rod is actually used when standard is to be explained or applied. He says, beating, clubbing, cursing, bullying a child in the name of punishment is devilish. He says, a devilish way to making them irrationally inferior or even over superior. Rational disciplines have categorized categorized, has, okay, have categories according to the child's respective stages. My mom used to discipline me by asking me to read a particular passage of the scripture which relates to what I've done wrong. Mm-hmm. And this really got me. I love this, your statement. Discipline without relationship breeds rebellion. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It does breed rebellion. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. Samuel here says, that your topic have to be changed. Okay. Discipline, punishing, and teaching goes together. If remember Eli in the Bible, he corrected his children, but they refused to listen to him. He left them. But God destroyed all of the family one day. Why? Because Eli refused to be hardened on them until they do the right thing. Nobody wants to kill his child, but to nurture them to become great in future. So any child he takes an offense in that will receive the wrath of God.
Hello. Are your children Eli's children?
Wait.
Are you Eli? Are you Eli? No.
Oh my God.
I was just waiting for you to land. Are you Eli? I'll be easy. No. No, tell me. Are you... As I'm talking, keep quiet. Are you Eli?
It is well.
I don't like him.
Debbie Tyre from Germany says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Tech and Dimeji. And Jura's definition of discipline summarizes everything. Summarize everything. Okay.
Summarizes, correct?
Yeah. New researches and innovations have opened people's eyes to how best to train our children. Mm-hmm. The only problem is that most of us are not ready to study and follow the rules of engagement. Hmm. What I learned from the Germans is that they lower their voices while talking to their children, and also they relate to kids according to their age and traits they discovered in them. God bless you for mentioning traits. Mm. See, I'm still going back to my son, right? He's in a particular stage where, right, he's just approaching the toddlerhood,
yeah.
Right? So now, when he's touching something that he's not supposed to touch, I spank his hand and say, stop doing it. And he goes back to doing it. But the moment I look at him sternly, and I'm like, you know, he slows what he's doing, and he comes to meet you, and he's smiling and touching my cheeks, and, you know, trying to stop him from,
to bribe.
You know, trying to do that. So he's aware. I didn't have to hit him. Right, for him to know that what he was doing was wrong. I just gave him eye language, mm-hmm. and he understood.
Yeah.
So traits, knowing your child is also very important when it comes to disciplining them.
Yes, very key. You know, there's a Facebook comment that had to do with I need to remember now. Starting early.
Yeah.
Most of our African parents don't think that when you're still very young, they say, Pikin, leave me. Pikin, without observing and seeing the art, where this child is going, if I do not take care of this, this guy could be a spoiled child in many areas.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I do not, this child may just be keeping to herself, you know, or his or herself like that.
Become timid.
And they don't start early. We don't start early. Most don't start early. So starting early is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't 6 months old, don't they? You start talking to your child. Start talking to the child from 2 months.
Have conversations with them.
From 1 month,
and they listen. They hear you. The fact that they cannot talk just yet, or they cannot be put words to their expressions just yet, does not mean they do not understand or they're not seeing what you're doing. So, talk to them. Biodo from Shomulu says, I'm enjoying your show. Discipline needs a lot of wisdom. There's a story of a lady that I know. She locked her children at home in the name of discipline. Unfortunately, the day fire engulfed the house, and all three children got burnt to death.
Jesus.
Her husband never forgave her till today. My own idea is the consequence jar. One blue and one red jar, depending on your offense. Hmm. You offend, you pick from any of the jar, you might do the serious work at home, or you don't go on vacation with us, etc.
Mm.
It's about punishing them that with what they love. Mm. Withdrawal mechanism, that is withdrawing what you know they like, restricting them from doing what they usually like.
Yep.
That could also bring instill some level of discipline as well.
That's right.
Oluwatobi Toby from Ikeja says, what's up, Lagos? I love you, the techers. We love you too.
We love you too.
My mom won't chase you around when she will let you sleep and wake up and start with what you did after bit by bit.
Right. It'll be too.
Okay, moving on. Let's see. Bumi says, what's up, Lagos? Listening from Canada? Is this the UK?
Yeah.
As she said, the state of the nation in Nigeria frustrates the adults and they take it out on their children.
And that's a fact. You know, we mentioned. You know, it's right in Lagos right now, so people are frustrated.
I tell you,
they don't get back home.
That's the aggression.
Why is this here? Why is this here? Come here. You, yes. Hello.
Forgetting
children are not the governor. Hello, please.
Exactly.
Their children are not the traffic on the road. They are not Lagos, please. Leave this to let it be.
And she's asking me, Andrea, did you have this hairstyle yesterday?
No.
You know, I'm fresh and clean this morning. I just had brand new hair done.
Brand new.
I hope you're liking it like I do.
I like it. I love it.
Thank you.
No
so
one
much.
Loves it. Unless I really like it.
Thank you, Bumi.
Just kidding.
All right, let's see. Bright from Agege says, good morning. My late father disciplined us to the extent that I hardly talk or express myself to him. Now his discipline have taught me to say many things about life. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's another thing. I mean, you bridge that. I mean, you build that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you don't have good relationship with your children, and then you're going about being strict and, you know, disciplining them or, you know, punishing them. I don't even know what to say. But yeah, you don't give them that opportunity to express themselves to you because you're all guarded and walled up.
All right, someone is quoting your quote here. It says, discipline without relationship is rebellion.
Breeds rebellion.
Breeds rebellion, I beg your pardon.
I think it should be tweeted somewhere. Somebody should quote me.
Put
this
let
this
me
morning.
Tell how you write it. Andrea O.T.
Yes, sir.
Andrea O.T.
You Gary. Thank you so much. Okay, moving on. Isaac says, as a copa, Nami flog pass. I sabi flog, but I love them, and I did it with love. They love me, eh? When I was going after service, we wept at each other's shoulder until today. They still call me. All right, shout out to you.
As a copper, you beat people's children.
Okay. Well done, oh.
Well done, yeah?
David from Liasu says, cheers to life. The parents has to be a disciplined person before handling a child, because discipline is about emotion. Shout out to you. And physical correction. See, discipline is about emotion. I'm glad that you had to put that there. Thank you. Yeah, messages are still coming on and on, but thank you. Thank you so much. I think we'll take this quickly from Mary before we go back to the phone lines and then the social media highlights.
Yeah, we have a break on the way too.
Right.
By the way, the social media highlights are three top stories. Guys, hang on there. You're going to enjoy yourself with the gist.
That's right.
I can assure you that.
Quickly, Mary says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Hi, the techies. I was flogged mercilessly during my primary school days by my dad for watching Fight of Peers because their parents came to our house for me to say the truth of them. Hi, Jesus. And he said, I'm flogging you, so the next time you see people fighting, hurry home. I've never fought in my life because I can't forget that flogging. He was my headmaster then, and I thank God for giving me such a dad.
I know the hear word. I get coconut head, but I know the hear word.
I hope you are not the type that has coconut head.
I know the hear word. These those statements, they sound very familiar. African parents call their children coconut head.
You see?
They know the hear word.
You see?
And then you want to discipline the person.
And you think that they will hear word eventually?
They can't hear word. They cannot hear word. They will do like speed dialing. I know the hear word.
I get coconut head, but I know the hear word.
But literally speaking, there are children who are like that specifically. Like, they know the hear word. Like,
well, you cannot go ahead telling them that they know the hear word.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You cannot.
We should go on a break at the moment?
Yeah, we should go on that break now. We'll come back. It'll be time for the social media highlights. Oh, boy.